Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Sarah Schulting-Krantz of Live Boldly Coaching. Sarah, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Great, thanks. I'm so happy to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Sarah so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Sarah is a professional coach, natural energy healer, wilderness guide, writer, executive producer of Walk Through This, a documentary feature in production of her healing journey in nature, and a single mom of three amazing sons. As a multiple trauma survivor, Sarah coaches individual men and women through their own life-shifting journeys of healing and transformation. When not working with individual clients, you will find her guiding transformational coaching, hiking, adventure, meditation, and breathwork retreats in the Grand Canyon and mountains of Southern California. As a cool fun fact, Sarah was a guide for a female blind Paralympian and an adventure seeker, Sean Cheshire, as she set a world record on October 8, 2018, as the only blind woman to hike the Grand Canyon from rim to rim, 42 miles in 24 hours in 15 minutes. Sarah, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Certainly am. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Yes, your fun fact definitely beats mine. So, but I wanted to kick everything off and hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you to get started?
Yeah. So what got me to do the work that I'm doing today is my own transformation, my own healing journey. I'm just going to dive straight in because that's how I operate. I was 17 years into my marriage when I found out that my spouse at the time had been cheating on me, had been leading a double life actually with men for 14 of our 17 years of marriage. Wow. And so I told you I was going to deep dive right in. It's just how I operate. I mean, why not, right? It just goes deep. So, you know, so that was, I had just turned 40. And so that was 6 years ago. I just had a birthday. So,
happy birthday.
You know, I went straight into really figuring a lot of stuff out in my life. And, you know, it was not going to be something that defined me. And it was going to be something that I could use to really build something new in my life moving forward. I also had three boys. And so, you know, mentoring them and showing them what it is to understand and forgive and to lead a life on purpose was really, that was kind of like the launching pad of getting into the work I'm doing today. So through my own transformation and what I did in nature and healing and my own personal growth, I started a business and all of a sudden I'm doing this documentary and writing a book and all this other stuff too. So isn't that, I was just like, it's crazy. I sit there and talk about it and I'm like, what the heck? It's just crazy and so awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Especially that you've been able to, you know, go through that difficult time, but at the same time, not just help yourself out and heal yourself, but you're also reaching out to kind of heal so many others. Because I think a lot of times when you go through a difficult time, whatever that might be, sometimes you feel like there's no way out. But a lot of times when you hear people's stories, you hear how they're able to overcome, it kind of gives you power as well.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And that's exactly what this did. And so I feel like every time that, you know, I get a new client and I watch them grow, it also up levels me in my own life. And it's freaking amazing. Like it's just so much fun on top of it, which is what we're here to do, is to live and have fun. So
exactly. Try to squeeze as much out of the lemon called life as we can. So I appreciate you doing that and helping out others. So I wanted to drill a little bit deeper. Can you tell us how you're helping clients and kind of like what clients do when you get started?
So I do a couple of different things. I am, yes, a professional coach, but I also work with people that have been through, I'm certified working with people who have been through relational and betrayal trauma. And I'm also a partner of an addict. My ex is an addict. And so I have a lot of work dealing in those aspects of life as well. So I coach one-on-one, and then I do one-on-one clients, but then I also lead retreats in the Grand Canyon. So I have my commercial use authorization. And I lead retreats for men, women. Sometimes they're co-ed and sometimes they're just women and sometimes they're just men. Mm-hmm. And I lead them through their own transformational journeys. And so we do usually approximately like 2 to 3 months of coaching, depending on the group. And then we do a four-night, five-day retreat in the Grand Canyon, where we actually hike down into the canyon itself. We spend 2 nights, sometimes 3, depending on. And then we do breath work and meditation and coaching and adventure and healing and all the things, hiking and fun. And we, you know, transcend our stories. And what's fascinating about it is that, you know, I've had everything from CEOs from, you know, high, you know, profile companies to moms to just like the whole nine yards. And every single time, what we all come to the conclusion of is we are all the same and we are all going through different things. Yet at the basis of who we are, we're all the same. We're humans. And so it's just been freaking phenomenal to watch them go through this transformation themselves and to sit back and be like, okay, yeah, you can see what's happening and it's, we're creating a better society and world because of it. So
yeah, that's absolutely what I do. I love it. And I love the fact too, because like you said, you know, a lot of times we think we're so different and so far apart, but at the same basis, we have that kind of human connection. And it's great to hear, like, you know, going through that hiking and that process that you get to get a stronger realization of that, that, you know, we all have ups and downs and things go our way, sometimes don't go our way. But at the end of the day, we all kind of have that commonality.
Yeah. It's, and you know, and the other thing is, you know, so I do that. And then I also do other programs as well. I'm launching a divorce recovery program right now for women. And I'm working with another colleague of mine and we're doing 3 months of coaching. And then we're also doing a 4-day adventure retreat at the base of Mount Baldy here in Southern California, which is where I did so much of my own healing and growth. And so I think the fun thing about my business is that I have so much fun doing the work because I've done the work, but then also just like playing in it and realizing that there's no one linear way to healing. There's no one linear way to doing a business. There's no one linear way to doing anything. Because, you know, I used to be a teacher and then I became this stay-at-home mom. And then I became this woman who went through so much in her life. And now I'm a business owner and a CEO of my business. And so like, it's just, there's no one linear way to doing anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of like the beauty of it, because you get an opportunity to kind of create a new way and you have the ability to do that because there is no one way, because there's so many different ways to kind of skin a cat, so to speak. So you kind of get that perspective. Is there some, do you find that there's some benefit to being in nature when you're doing like a lot of the meditation,
Oh, for sure. Oh my gosh. So can I give you a quick example?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I had, first of all, your brain actually slows down in nature. So when I was going through all of this, couldn't quite figure out, like when I was hiking the Grand Canyon or paddling from the mainland over to Catalina Island and back and doing all the things and being with dolphins and whales. And I couldn't figure out like, why was I going through this process of healing and everything? I don't want to say more quickly, but like at a different pace than other people. And so then I started doing the research and I started reading other books and I found out that, you know, the frontal lobe of our brain is constantly on because of all the things and the tasks and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. And the back of our brain doesn't really have any time. That's the space for clarity and slowing down. And we don't have any time to really let that operate, right? And so when you're in nature, your amygdala, the front part of your brain, actually slows. And your cerebellum, the back part of your brain, actually comes to life. And that's why we calm. And that's why we lose the anxiety and the pressure when we're in nature. So that truthfully is really what happens. And you know, it's interesting because I had a husband wife that was on one of my retreats recently, and we were going through this big exercise of meditation and also just like them connecting together in nature, during one of our coaching sessions. And they said, wow, we've been in therapy for so long and this just hit us differently. And I said, that's because there are no walls. Mm-hmm. You are literally, you are held by nothing but the natural state. You're not in four walls doing this. You got off the couch. And so it's interesting how much, and I love therapy, don't get me wrong. Sure. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's also interesting how taking it to a different perspective literally shifts everything within our brain and the connection that we have with one another.
Yeah. So, yeah. I love that, because it's a lot of times that, I mean, even, you know, if it is something like, you know, marriage or even just, you know, trying to figure out a problem, a lot of times people will say, you know, you try to think of a solution to a problem, you keep thinking about it, and then you get up and you go walk around and then all of a sudden it hits you, or you get in the shower and all of a sudden it hits you. It kind of speaks to that whole entire environment or getting away in, I don't know the technical terms like you do, but just the front of your brain is not working anymore. So then it allows you to kind of get that clarity in the back of your brain.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
It's crazy.
It's so freaking cool. Like, yeah. On top of it, it's just like, it's so freaking cool how this brain works.
And yeah. And then it makes so much sense. Like, you know, when you're in a more peaceful environment, of course, you're going to be have more clarity and have more opportunity to kind of do thinking and be less stressful and all those things. So it kind of makes sense as well. So,
yeah, it does. I mean, I call this even what you and I are doing, right? Like, this is the created world. Like, we created computers, we created all of this. And if you think back to where we actually originated from, that connection, the true connection, not connection in this like computer thing, but the true connection is out there. And that to me is, that's the real world. And so when we're meditating under, you know, the stars and on 6 billion year old rocks, of course you're going to have a different perspective and a different realization and an experience that literally lasts with you forever.
Exactly. And very hard, if not impossible, to replicate in a lot of these other things. So definitely it's great to kind of tap into that. So you might have already touched on this, but I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart?
So what sets me apart is definitely my experiences in life. Like and that's the bottom line. I had one of my very first clients said to me, it was so mind-blowing when she said this. She said, you could have sat in a classroom for the rest of your life, getting your PhD and whatever else, and you never would have been able to serve me in the way that you have because of your experiences that you have walked through. And so, I mean, the reason we're doing this documentary of my life is because I literally have been through so much, and I own that. I can honor that now and say, yes, it's here to help others as well. And it's also become my secret sauce because, you know, it's just the way that I am. And it's taken a lot for me as a woman and as a mom to step into that and lean into it and say, yeah, like it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But that is my secret sauce.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Well, there's two things. Number one, I always take 5 minutes a day for me, minimum of 5 minutes a day for me. I have this, even my own kids know, like, mom, you got to get outside. Like, that's my absolute CEO hack. My other CEO hack is, okay, so it took me a long time to realize that there were a few fears in my life that even I had to face, like even I, quote unquote, because I've done a lot of crazy things. But I joined a mastermind of some very affluent, some very powerful women that scared the crap out of me to do. And I will admit that, like, it scared the crap out of me to do. And I sat there like pressing, yes, I am going to register for this. And it scared me. And it is by far one of the most amazing things that I've done because I've learned so much more from others that has allowed me to up level in my business, but not only in my business, but in my personal life, right? Like, when we're happier as humans, we can create and do the things that we are also here to do. And that's where we live in purpose. And so having that ability to have other women beside me, which scared the crap out of me, has literally transcended everything of who I am.
Yeah. It's definitely scary. Sounds super empowering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And scary, but also extremely empowering.
Exactly. But, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. Sometimes you have to kind of do that. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
So my dad taught me this phrase. He said, don't just walk the walk. Don't just talk the walk, walk the walk. And he taught me that at a very young age. And it's fascinating then that when I got this documentary, the title is Walk Through This, which is really hilarious because I didn't title it. And everything has been in my life has been leading that way, where it is, don't just talk it, do it. Don't just talk the walk, but walk it.
I love it. And I think so many times that we get so caught up in, you know, talking the talk rather than walking the walk and saying we're going to do things instead of the actions. The actions speak so much louder, at least from my perspective. And I think that you being able to do that and again, reaching back and helping out, reaching up and around and helping out so many other people is definitely, you know, a great thing. Mm-hmm. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Sarah, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Living a life on purpose, period, point blank. That's it. You know, my purpose, once I learned what my values are, my true values are as a woman and a mom, Notice I always throw that mom thing in there too, because it's like that, that is like the basis of who I am. And I have been since I was 17 years old. And so, you know, that is definitely it, leading life on purpose.
I love it. And I think whenever you can tap into that purpose and make sure that you're living your life and all the actions fall in line with that, it helps you to feel more powerful, but it also helps you to make tough decisions at times because you know what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
Nice. Well, Sarah, I truly appreciate you. Appreciate your time even more. Wanted to pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let the readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get a hold of me. Anything additional, I've been talking this much, so I don't know. I feel like that. So you can get a hold of me definitely through my website, which is liveboldlycoaching.com. And then also on Instagram, I am Sarah Schulting-Kranz, and on Facebook, Sarah Schulting-Kranz or Live Boldly. Definitely pay attention and reach out to me with anything. I love hearing from people. We've got a lot of amazing upcoming retreats coming up. One in January, I'm doing one with Travis Barton, who's a freaking rad dude. He's just amazing. So we're doing a coded retreat in January. We have one in April that I'm doing with Brittany Lynn. She's my meditation instructor. And then another one next July.
I appreciate you again. We'll have those links in the show notes just so that everybody can follow up with you as well. But I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
It's been a pleasure. You rock.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.